Very good. I don't know about football teams or soccer teams or basketball teams, but there's a soccer team, and it's the one that I go for, and they're called Tigres, and Spanish for Tigers. But they have the fans, they're known for being incomparable. You know, they call the incomparable fans. They are always there. They're always feeling in the stadium, always cheering for the team, no matter whether they're losing or winning and so on. A few days ago, they just became the champions. So they call the incomparables. But thinking about this topic, about the word incomparable, if I was to think about my life, something that is truly incomparable that I own, that wouldn't be my car, that wouldn't be my phone, that wouldn't be my laptop or my clothing or anything else. That's comparable. In fact, that's even perishable. So if we think about something incomparable, notice with me in Luke chapter 12, and I'm going to read this section, and I'm going to draw the invitation out of this portion. In Luke chapter 12, verse 13, we have these two brothers that come to the teacher asking them that he may divide inheritance with them. And then I think they came to the wrong man because he told them, I'm not the judge. If you want to talk about matter, go to the civil authorities. That's the one they're appointed for. I'm here to talk about spiritual matters. That's what he told them. And then he gave him this commandment, verse 15, take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist of the abundance of things which he possesses. The word tells us just right the opposite. You possess more, then that's your life. That's what the word tells us. And then Jesus is putting things straight back into place. And then he gave him a parable. That's beautiful. I mean, you're mistaken. You are in the wrong, and Jesus not only gives you the straight commandment, but he also gives you a parable. This is beautiful. These men should be grateful that they were able to hear from the master this type of lesson. I wish I would, when I'm in trouble or I'm misbehaving, that the master would tell Raphael, what you're doing is exactly wrong for this and this reason. Now let me give you an illustration. I would be in awe. In fact, well, he has done it here in the Bible. It's recorded. Now notice with me this parable, and we'll do the invitation. Then he spake a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what should I do, since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build them greater, and there I will store my crops and my goods. Jesus telling the point that there, as much as you can store, there's something more important than that. Jesus not taking issue against material things for the sake of material things, because he made every material thing. He's taking issue about the heart of us putting values in different perspectives and having an upside down view of the world instead of the right view. So it looks like he's exaggerated. This man has a lot. I will pull down my barns and I will have them greater, and there I will store my crops and my goods. And then I notice to this, then I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat and drink and be merry. Here's the problem with this man. It's not the riches, but he's thinking his soul can be fulfilled with all these barns and riches, which is not true. It's never going to happen. Just buy the new iPhone, and then the new iPhone comes, and then you want it. You're not satisfied. This is simple. So Jesus is going to reverse the view of these brothers through this parable, and of course the view of us. And then he was trying to give his soul this. But then notice verse 20. But God said to him, fool, this night the most incomparable thing you have is going to be required of you. It can be compared to the barn. Can be compared to your crops. Can be compared to your goods. In fact, Jesus said, what shall a man gain if he gain the whole world but he loses his soul? There's nothing you can trade your soul for, no matter how much you build. It's a matter of view, how we view this life. And then God said to him, fool, this night your soul, the most incomparable things, more valuable possession you have will be required of you. then those things which you have provided, who are they going to be for? So is he, the man who lays up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God. So my point here tonight is our soul is the most valuable possession we have. Let us not take it for granted. Let us feed our soul. Let us take care of our soul. And is it the case when we are in the wrong before God or one brother and sister we have offended, we need to ask for forgiveness, make things right before the person we offended so that our soul will be in peace. This is so important that God, the Master said, if you have an issue with your brother when you come to worship, settle it. You need to settle it so you can be right with me. So my invitation tonight is, or rather the Lord's invitation, that's not mine, is that we settle any matter that we may have with the Lord or with somebody else in our life. Maybe you offended someone, no, we don't know, but then you have the opportunity to make it right. And we encourage you to do so. Now, if you're a Christian also and you have publicly disregarded your soul, then you have an opportunity tonight to pray about it and to repent and confess your sin if you so wish. If you're not a Christian, then your soul is in the same state this rich man fool was. You need to make the right steps. You need to have faith. Believe, and faith means obedience, like John 16 says, that whoever should believe in the Son might have eternal life. Whoever obeys the Son. How do we obey? Well, by confessing His name. Matthew 10:32. We must confess the name of Jesus as the Son of God, because that's who He is. And then we must repent of the wrongdoing, and then God is going to grant us forgiveness after we finish obeying and we're buried in baptism in the waters of baptism, like Acts 2:38 tells us and Mark 16:16. If there's any way we can help you tonight to take care of your soul, please do so and let us know while we stand and while we sing.